We're up to Shin Lamed Beis Sif Dalet. Actually, we're in the middle of Shin Lamed Beis Sif Dalet. We're up to the second halach in the Ramah. Just to recap, the Mechab of Sif Dalet, which is going to be important for tonight as well, that the Mechab's case was, may as well read it inside again, Amaloi Balabais, Barbo, Vahalach HaShliach, Vamlem Begimel, if the Balabais sent the Shliach to hire a worker for four, Vahalach HaShliach, and the Shliach went, Vamalem Begimel, and he told the Poyalim that the Balabais is willing to pay you three, Vamru Loi, and the Poyalim replied to the Shliach, Moshe Amar Balabais. That was their reply. They responded, whatever the Balabais says, or as the Balabais says, Ava Pisha Malachtan Shav Arba, even though their work was worth four, and therefore they should really be entitled to four, Ein Lem Elogimel, Sharei Shamo Gimel, Vekibla Aleim. Since they heard three from the Shliach, even though they replied, Moshe Ma Balabais, they were makabel, it's as if they accepted the terms of three, and they only get paid three, even if their work was really worth four. We discussed last week that really this is a boya de lo yivshato, it's a suffix, and hamotzim nekaver lo varaya. Really, you could have touched up their response two ways. Either you could have said that they meant, when they said, Moshe Ma Balabais, meant that we trust you that this is what the Balabai says. We hear three and we say, come on, yeah, whatever the Balabai says, we understand that that's what the Balabai says. We trust you. So therefore, since they accepted the terms of three, they only get three. Or Kamoshima Balabai might mean, no, we want whatever the Balabai said. And if in reality the Balabai really said four, then they would be entitled to four. And since you have a suffix, what they meant when they said that, they're only going to get three. Because we neman, we neman, that all they meant was, yes, I trust you that that's what the Balabai said. Whatever he says goes, yeah, if he says three, it's fine with me. Now, what we didn't discuss last week, I held it off for this week, is that who cares what they said? Let's say we'll take this interpretation, that all they meant to say is, we trust you that that's what the Balabai said, and therefore, they're only entitled to three. Who cares? If that's what they meant, why should they get stuck with three? Lamai says they said, we trust you that that's what the Balabai said. If in truth the Balabai didn't say that, why isn't it ksitz of the tais? Okay, the Poylem only accepted these terms of three is because they said, sure, whatever the Balabai said is fine with me, and I believe it that that's what the Balabai said. But if the Balabai didn't say that, let it be a ksitz of the tais, and everything should be bought like we've been learning through the first three sifim of the simen, and then it should wind up that you have to reckon how much shatz up, how much the malacha is, and in this case the Mechabit says clearly the malacha was shava arba, so therefore they should be entitled to four no matter what interpretation you take. If you take the interpretation that we want what the Balabai said and he said four, zikha, they're entitled to four. But even if you take on that what they meant was, is we trust you, this is what the Balabai said, and in truth, it didn't happen, so look how you should be ksitz b'tois. They only accepted the terms of three. They based that on the fact that the Balabai told the Shliach, authorized three. And since it wasn't the case, therefore they should be a pita laksitz, and they should get whatever the malach is, which is worth four. And yet, in the Mechab, in the Gemara, you see not like that. In the Gemara, you see that since they heard three, it's kayim for three, the terms that they accepted were three, even though they based it and they pegged the acceptance because we trusted that's what the Balabai said. And it didn't pan out. Doesn't make a difference. If they heard the terms of three, well, they have to get three. And from here, the Achreinim, Negdela, Negdela, Paiskim, Boyois, Eyesoid. Often, in negotiations, and when you make up a contract, I mean, if it's written, it's a little clear, but often, a lot is said to convince one party and the other, a lot goes on. But the bottom line, what the poyalim and what the employee-employee relation, what they're nochas to, is the numbers that they hear. They might have heard three, and they said, and we trust you, that's what Balabai said, but really they were nochas to the terms of three. They heard three and they accepted three, even though they pegged it to the fact that Balabai must have told you three, and it wasn't true, nevertheless, they're going to get the three that they accepted. They didn't make a tonight kafel. We're only accepting the three because that's what the Balabai said, and if the Balabai doesn't say that, then we don't want the three. Normally, when a halach yelak goes, oh yeah, sure, whatever the Balabai says, when you say, throw in added things, we're going to see tonight a couple other examples, important examples, the das is, this is just like shifra, it's just extra words thrown in, it's maybe piyusim zelazah, but that's not going to be kaveh the price. The price is nikva on the three that they heard. Sorry? It's a mechilas benamim, they accepted these terms. No, the makasha was, if they accepted three and they added, They put a tonight to the acceptance. They agreed to the terms of three, because that's what the Baal HaBayis said. And then it came out, the Baal HaBayis never said such a thing. The Baal HaBayis was offering four, and they were shortchanged. Nevertheless, we say, even though they added, we accept these terms based on the fact that the Baal HaBayis said it, and it wasn't true, it never panned out. Nevertheless, it's as if they accepted the terms of three, no matter what. Even if the Baal HaBayis didn't say it, even though they were Moisim, that's what the Baal HaBayis, no. Even if the Baal HaBayis never said it, they still accepted the terms of three. What they heard was three. And if they accepted those terms, that's it. They're locked in for three, even though they added commercial Baal HaBayis. Well, that's going to be a halakha as before that we had in Sif Beis, at after rumors, if we shortchange, yeah.
Even if there's a norm that the Baal HaBayis always hires for four, can we assume that when they heard three, they really knew that three really doesn't mean three? Because it's an humdina that this person always hires for four.
So why didn't they say that? They should have said that the Baal HaBayis always says four. Then they should have repeated like such a thing. We know that Baal HaBayis always says four and commercial Baal HaBayis. They didn't do that. They just said stam commercial. I mean, if you have a real humdina, fine. But I don't think the fact that the Baal HaBayis always generally hires for four doesn't make the humdina here that it's going to be a nikvah deschiris for four. This term, this expression, Kamosh Amar Baal HaBayis, can go either way, and therefore you cannot be kaveyed for four, even though you know historically the Baal HaBayis has always been paying four. That's not going to work. I didn't see any achronim who makes that chilek. I mean, if you tell me it's a non-sahadi or something, you know, we'll start talking, but in absence of that, this is the halakha. Now let's start the second part of the Ramah. The Ramah starts Baal HaBayis Shehit HaPayalam. The first part we already did last week. I'm just jumping over a case here. We needed this Hagdama because you're going to see that this Ramah becomes problematic. Baal HaBayis shehit ha-poyalim. If the Baal HaBayis fools the poyalim, va'omer lehem, asu imi bedalit, work for me for four, k'mo shishar poyalim nisgarim, all poyalim, the poyalim go for four, I'm hiring you for the going rate. V'nimtzu, and it's found out later on after they did the malacha, sh'nisgarim b'yaisa, that the going rate when you hire poyalim is not four, it's really more than four, and they were duped. Oi, or faket, shapoyalim hitu Baal HaBayis, the poyalim told the Baal HaBayis, you know, we'll do the job for you, no problem, we'll give you a good rate, it's $10, because that's the going rate. And it came out that the going rate is really five, because I got in such a case, habikilu loy socha zezer klal. It's the bitter ktsitsa, the ktsitsa is bottle, because they said, they pegged the amount, they said, I'm high, let's say the poyalim, the last case, with the poyalim told the Baal HaBayis, pay us 10, because that's the going rate. Well, since it became out that there wasn't the going rate, so it's bata laktsitsa, the noisen lahem kapakash of a poyalim, and you go back, if you go back to the argument edin, when you don't have a ktsitsa, you have to shots up how much a malach is, and you pay kapakash of a poyalim. Now, on this case, the shach has a major problem. Maybe I should first be masba a little more, a few more examples. In the ratio of the case, with the Baal HaBayis fooled the poyalim, and the Baal HaBayis told them that the poyalim, he hired them for four, and they found that the going rate was higher. If there are few prices, if they're tiered, let's say some poyalim go for 10, some 9, some 8, some 7, whatever it is, so indeed the ktsitsa would be a bata because no one goes for four, but again, he would only have to pay kapakash of a poyalim. And if the lowest level of poyalim are paid 6, for example, then the Baal HaBayis will have to pay 6. He won't be able to pay only 4, but on the other hand, he's not going to pay 10, because we have a klal, you always go kapakash of a poyalim. And the reverse case, inverted case, the second case, where the poyalim fooled the Baal HaBayis, again, if they poyalim told the Baal HaBayis 10, and it came out there are those who pay 5, 6, 7, 8, so he'll be able to get away with paying the 5, because that's kapakash of a poyalim. Because the ktsitsa is bottom. The ktsitsa, the whole ktsitsa, this number was based on that's the going rate. Once that wasn't the going rate, everything is batal, and we resort back to the regular din of malacha done without a ketzitza. Okay, that's the halacha in the Ramah. The Shach asked the kasha on this Ramah, that it's a malacha yisaisa, the mechaber. We just got through saying the mechaber had a case where they said, k'mo shomer Baal HaBayis. And we discount that entirely. We say, even though the Baal HaBayis said four, and even though you insisted, k'mo shomer Baal HaBayis, but you heard three from me, and you accepted the terms of three, that you were maisa k'mo shomer Baal HaBayis doesn't really make a difference here. You heard three, you accepted three, and even if indeed the Baal HaBayis said four, it doesn't count, and you're locked in for three, and all you get for three. You don't say it's bata laktsitsa. No, because you heard three, you accepted three. You were maisa k'mo shomer Baal HaBayis, I trust you, that's what Baal HaBayis said, but you didn't mean it. You didn't make a tanai kafel. anything like that. So therefore, we just discount those extra words. So here too, we should discount it, or at least become the same suffix as we have in the Makabah. Again, the Makabah wasn't a vade, the Makabah was a boy below Ifshita. We should say here too, when the, let's give the case, when the Balabayis, let's say when the Poilim tell the, which case was better, the S from, let's say the first case, when the Balabayis tells the Poilim that he's hiring them for four, and it's, in truth it came out that it was for 10, so it's a soft. So the Makabah says over here, the Ramah says over here, sorry, it's a Kitzitza B'Toyis, because they only accepted the terms of four because that was a going rate. If it came out that that wasn't a going rate, then it's a Batal HaKitzitza, and they get paid Kepaksha B'Poylim, even though it's worth more than four. Frek Teshach, why should that be the case? Maybe since they heard four from the Balabayas, they were nachas to accept the terms of four. The Balabayas just smooth-talked them in and said, don't worry about it, everyone gets four, this is the going rate. He fooled them. Well, one second. In the Mechaba's case, what was the case of Mechaba? The Shliach went over to the Boilem and said, I'm hiring you for three. And Skalkim Abal Abayis. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Mechaba doesn't make a difference. In fact, Fakir, the Malach that they did was four, so the Zikr should deserve four. But nevertheless, Mechaba says you only get three. Why? Because if they heard three, all they get is three. Either we're Moisek or Moisek or Balabais. We totally discount that. Who cares? You were Moisek, very nice. You try to justify why you're getting paid three. You're trying to maybe just make strike conversation here, party negotiations. But Lamais says, you heard three, you're getting three. So here too, if the Balabais told them four, even though he added that that's the going rate, if they heard four, they accepted four.
He said a lie, though. That's a difference.
He said a lie, so I'll have to do Tshuva Yom Kippur. Okay. Okay.
Okay, that's
a different one. We're going to get to that.
There's a difference. When you tell somebody, work for me the same way your friend worked, or work for me the same way everybody else works, so they assume that everybody works like that. That's what I'm asking. But in the case of the Mechaba with Balabais, doesn't mean, they said, okay, fine, but it doesn't mean anything. But you're saying, listen, this is what everybody works for. You'll work for me for that price? That's where everybody works, we'll find.
Okay, maybe you're saying Rikivega's Teretz. We'll get it. Let me just go slowly, go back dark, because I don't want to confuse. I'm getting a little confused here. The Ramah's case was that the Balabai said four, and like the going rate, and it came out the going rate was higher, he has to pay more. The Shaili is, if they heard four, they should have accepted at least a suffix. Maybe they accepted four. We don't know what they were knockers. Were they really saying on the four that they heard, or were they saying on the going rate? And it should be a tzaddik, just like the Mechaba. You don't know, were they really samech on the three that they heard, or they really samech k'mo shama balabais, that the balabais really meant to pay more. And you have a tzaddik, what they meant, and that should be, or, all right, let's leave it at that. That should be the kasha. And therefore the shach argues with the Ramah and says this halach is not true. He paskins against the Ramah, that enochanam, if the balabais will say four, even the going rate, the smallest going rate, let's say is higher, is seven, six, doesn't make a difference, the balabais could walk away and only paying four, because maybe the poilim accepted the terms of four. He added, that is the going rate, so you have a suffix, you don't know what they were really saying, and it's a mazmek avel of araya, and the balabais would get away with the smaller amount. You want to know, he did a chet, he lied to them, he fooled them, yes, it might be going to another zvarim, which we'll discuss shortly, but but how much he has to get paid, we have a suffix in the mitzvah of Erel of Arai. That's a shita sashach, not like the Ramah. The Taz has the same kasha, and the Taz is moisif, that if you look to the makar of the Ramah was coming really from the Yishalmi and the Rashbah. The case over there was slightly different than the Ramah. He says, with kitzah b'makam shava le'larach, he missed an important ingredient to the case. The case was that the Balabais goes over to the Poyalim and tells the Poyalim, I would like to hire you for four. And the Poyalim respond back, what's the going rate? How much do our Poyalim go for? How much do our Chaverim go for? And by the way, he says, yeah, the going rate is four, and that's what I'm giving you for. So there the Taz says, since you see that the Poyalim made an issue, they asked him, what is the going rate? They made an issue in the negotiations, what it is, and they asked him, and he responded, no, this is the going rate. So then you see that really the deal was struck, how it was closed, on the going rate. And therefore, if the going rate was higher, it's a mekach toys, a ktitzah b'toys, and you have to give him kapakash b'poyim, which is more than the four that they heard. But in the Ramah's case, which you don't see the give and take, it's just that the Balabais approach poyim, hey, I'll give you four, and that's the going rate. There the Taz also argues with the Ramah and says, no, it would not be a ktitzah b'tayla, it won't be bottled, because they heard four, they were knockers for four. The fact that he laid two and he said, you know, that's the going rate. That would just, again, just to sweet talk them into it, but the smichas das was on the four that they heard. So he's moida b'miktas to Ramah. He's moida to Ramah's halacha is true in the case where the Rishonim say it, but not in the way the Ramah brought down the case. The case is only limited to a case where the poelim responded and asked them how much is the going rate, or vice versa. Let's say it would be a case where the poelim would tell the Baal HaBayis the price we'll charge you for. And the Baal HaBayis asked, well, what's the going rate? And then that he said, well, the going rate is, the poelim responded, the going rate is 10. So then you see vaita, you see that the smichas das of Baal HaBayis was for the going rate, and if it didn't pan out, then it's a ketzitza b'dois. But in absence of that, it's going to be a mekach chaim, as I zokta tas. Right, so the Baal HaBayis only said it. He said if they don't, then it's just like the Mechaber's case, where even it was discussed Kamo Shomer Baal HaBayis and it didn't come out to be true. Nevertheless, they heard three, they accepted three. And we just say that everything besides the magical number, we just discount. When you hear a number, you hear a price, that's what you knock us to. Everything else doesn't count. Here too, everything else doesn't count. The only reason why it counts like that is because you look at the Rishonim, the Rishonim said that there was a give and take, and the Poelim requested, well, what is the going rate? And the Baal HaBayis assured them, this is the going rate. Oh, if this is the going rate, fine, I accept the terms. And it came out that it wasn't, sorry?
I'm asking is that even if the Poelim don't ask, is that the going rate? Because in fact, the Baal HaBayis said that.
Yeah, but that's not enough, because in the Makaba also, it was said, Kamo Shomer Baal HaBayis, and that wasn't enough. He discounted. You go bust the number. The only reason why here you make more, you go bust the terms, is because they made an issue out of the terms. That's what the Taz says. However, Rikivego, Fanfiz Raman, Rikivego says the Yesod, and that's probably what Yitzchak meant. Rikivego says that when you talk about other terms, when you talk about nice things, commercial mabalabai, zaitaka things into the agreement, those things we discount. When you're talking about the meat of the price, I mean, what the whole scarce poelim is a price, is a going rate. If you tell me this is the going rate, how can you discount that? That's part of the deal. The negotiation, the price, was clearly done on the going rate. When you talk about commercial mabayis, if you would talk about other zaitgazak and enechanami, will discount them. Whatever number you hear, that's what the deal was closed on. But when you tell me that's the sharp poilum niskarim, that is the going rate, how could you discount that? They're trying to, when you make a negotiation, you're trying to get the going rate, trying to get maybe a good price, maybe even better than the going rate. But the kolo pokus, you're trying to get a fair price. And if he tells you that this is the fair price, how can you tell me that wasn't my smichas das? Clearly my smichas das was on that. And therefore, the Ramah is correct that it would be a ktsitsa betela, and we'll go back to the regular din of Kipaka Shabbaboyalim. And says Dr. Kivega.
How come the Rishonim start to speak out that case where they asked him?
Well, if you really want to know, it's a Yushalmi. It's really come from the Yushalmi. And yeah, it's a little cheshmer, because if you want to know the truth, the Yushalmi says Shaket from the Ramah. The Yushalmi says that in this case, all the way, and Shammai says, it's not even a sofek. Zichud the Mecca Keskayim, and you discount everything else the person says, and all he could have is terumis. And the Rishonim, the Rashbah, another Rishonim, or to Makwek is Rishonim, does the Bavli argue with the Yishami. And we pass, you know, more passing like the Rashbah, that the Bavli indeed argues with the Yishami. Now you see, really, everyone just coming from the case of the Yishami. So really, it catches in the Yishami, what we say in that case. The Yishami is saying even a bigger Kiddush. Even though the Poelim insisted, how much is the going rate, nevertheless, the Mecca Keskayim, the Ktitz is not bottom. And from there, everyone just plays their case on the Yishami. But the Maisa is, look at Enochanam, Lurik Vega doesn't make a difference. The Ketitza would be bottled because there is a clear smichas das on the going rate. Zayt Gazak, which have nothing to do with the number, that we can discount. But something which has to do with the number, the only reason why we came to this number is because this is the going rate. And I ask you, is this going rate? Or even if I don't ask you, you tell me this is going great. Clearly, my smichas das is on this, and therefore the Ketitza is bottom.
Let's go to several going rates,
as
you said before. But let's say the
final
said the going rate is 10, and then
the going
rate
is 4, 6,
and 8.
So therefore, he'll get 4.
Why can't we say, let's go to 8? In other words,
because the
ketzitza
that I said.
If I said 8, let's say I said 8, not 10, then you would have to give it to him, because that's one of the going rates.
No. Well, that's a tricky thing which I was trying to not really get stuck on. Because there is a klal that you always pay kapokash b'poilim. And in absence of any ketzitza, you pay kapokash b'poilim. So when the Baal HaBayis, well, let's say the poilim, when the poilim told the Baal HaBayis that the going rate is 10, what did they mean by that? They didn't mean that there are some people who take 10. They meant that everyone takes 10. Maybe people will take more, but they meant that the rock bottom is 10, because the Baal HaBayis always looks for the rock bottom. So I guess it's an... Right. I mean, as long as you find those who get less, so it was a bittul on nektitza. They said that this is the going rate, and it's not true. If you learn that shot, really, if you want truth to be told, is that if you go back a step, you look in the Yisham and the Yishayim, this is not the case. Their case is where you said clearly, roiv. The Balabais approached the poyalim and said, I'm hiring you for four because roiv poyalim on the skarim bedalit. And it came out that the roiv was more than four. So they we say the ktitza is bottom. And inverted cases as well, where the poilim approach the balabais and say, roiv poilim are hired for 10, and it came out that no, roiv poilim get less than 10, vaita the ktitza would be bottom. And there they said, what going raid, where they said clearly it's totally on the roiv. The Ramah leaves out that Hesafah, they were going roiv. They just said, commercial poilim niskarim, which might mean all the poilim, depending if the poilim are talking to the balabais or vice versa. The Smar says, in the case of the Rishonim, when it's a roiv, he says, it'll come out on nafkamina, because really you're supposed to go kabak shabba poilim. So what would happen in this case? If the balabais tells the poilim, I'll give you four, and that's the going rate. And it came out that the going rate is higher than four. So we said before, if it's 6, 8, 10, he gets away with 6, it's the smallest amount. What happens if it goes for, there are some for 4, some for 6, some for 8, some for 10, what will happen? The Balabais will get out, he'll win, because he'll only have to pay 4, because Vaita, he found a Bokesh of Bapayim which has a rate of 4. So even though he might have fooled them to believe that that may be across the board the going rate or whatever it is, but if you're going to be Mavato the Ktitza, you're going to wind up Vaita with the number 4, because that is the Bokesh of Bapayim. And to take it a step further, if you find Bokesh of Bapayim going for 3, and the Balabais tells them, look, I'm paying you 4 and that's the going rate, and let's say come out, everybody takes 10. And we want to say that it's a bit like ktitza. Well, if you're going to be mevata the ktitza, then we're going to give you pakesh b'poilim, I only give you 3. So there the Rashi says that the poilim, if they're smart, they should just accept the ktitza that they heard and take 4. Because if they're mevata it, they'll even get less. You always get away with pakesh b'poilim. But the smart is moisif, but if the deal was gebait on roiv, there he said it'll be a different halacha. That is, that if the poilim would tell the balabais, hire us for 4, hire us for 10, because roiv poilim get 10. And it came out that poilim get, I don't know, anywhere from 4 to 8. And we're going to move out to the ktitza. There this man says the balabais won't be able to get away with 4. He'll have to pay what the roiv get. Because what's his whole taina to be mavato the ktitza? Is because he was nochas that that was the roiv. Okay, fine, so I fooled you, 10 wasn't the roiv, but 6 is the roiv, so pay me 6. You won't be able to pay me 4 kipakshu b'poilim. Because you were nochas to either 10 or to roiv. So if you're going to move out to the 10, but give me clutch 6, which is the right, but you won't be able to give me pakesh b'poilim because you won't knockers not to take pakesh b'poilim. You won't knockers to go bust to the right. Whereas if you'll have the inverted case, there it's not going to work out so well, the Kivega says, because if the balabais will tell the poilim, I'm paying you 4, and that's the right, and it will come out that poilim get anywhere from 6 to 10, and we'll make it even better. Even if the right gets 6, the Kivega says, Vaita, the Balabais will be able to get away with 4 if you find the Pakesh of Bapayilim. Because from the Balabais' perspective, he said 2 Lushainis, either 4 or Roiv. And let's say it came out that Roiv is 6. I wasn't Nochus to pay 6. I'm not Nochus to pay 6. I was only Nochus to pay 4 because I thought that was the Roiv. If you tell me the Roiv is 6, at that time maybe I wouldn't have taken you all together. So it'll be a bit of luck to see, and back to the drawing board you get Pakesh of Bapayilim, which in this case it turns out to be only 4, and he'll get away with 4. It's only the other way around, Dr. Kivega's a smagarek. That is, that if the poilim tell the balabais 10, and roi poilim neskarim be 10, so he said 10, and that is the going rate. That's the going rate of the majority. The roiv take 10, and it came out that the roiv don't take 10. The roiv take 8, and there some even take 6. There the smagarek, Dr. Kivega, they'll have to pay him 8. Because Mamanarok, he was already prepared to pay 10, and he was prepared to pay like the roiv. So how should he get away with only paying kabak shabba boilem? Whichever one he takes is going to be more than kabak shabba boilem. Either he takes 10, because that's what he was knocked to, or if he wants to be mevato the deal, because he'll say, I was really samech on the fact that that's the going rate with the roiv, so good, so pay me like the roiv, which is 8. But I can't get away with paying only 6 kabak shabba boilem, because I was already accepted the terms of more than kabak shabba boilem. But in the inverse case, Rikivega says that this chesh won't work out. In the inverse case, if the balabais tells the poilim 4, and that's the roiv, and it came out that the roiv gets more than 4, the poilim can't tell the balabais, well, you knockers to pay me the roiv and pay me 6. Because the balabais can say, I was only knockers to the roiv, because of 4. more than four, I was never nakas to the roiv, and therefore it's bata laktitza, and I give you kabakash of a poyalan. Well, obviously, all these cases are talking about where the work was already done. If the work wasn't done, and there's a misunderstanding, we said last week, the bum just will walk off the job, because they're not going to get paid what they anticipated. But when you did the job, so you can't turn that back, the job was already done, the balabai says, muksik, he says, look, I was never nakas to pay more than four, bata laktitza, and only couldn't pay you kabakash of a poyalan. And the backdrop, what was bothering you before, Ari, is yes, it's true that the Taz says a case, and the Miri says such a case, and that with these type of trickeries, and I hire a poil and I say, this is the going rate, and I get him to do the job, even if it's Maisim B'Koyim, the Taz says, Maisim B'Koyim, you try to handle with someone. You go over to a diamond dealer, a broker, and you say, look, you know, I'll pay you $1,500 for the stone. And the guy says, no, I can't sell it. I already got someone already offered $1,600. I can't sell it to you for $1,500. And Nishkadeg and Nishkaflegin, and then let's say you, okay, fine, I'll offer it, I'll pay you $1,650. There, again, the mekach is going to be kayim, because I was not going to pay $1,650. The fact that you fooled me, and you duped me, and you strung me to pay the $1,650 based on the fact that someone offered you $1,600, it wasn't true, and in Konami, you did a reasonable gnev is that. And the Sefer Chassidim brings down such a case, and he says it's also to do. But you want to know what the deal was consummated? The deal was consummated on $1,650. Or a broker in a house, very often you call up a broker, and you put in an offer, and the broker says, no, he's not going to take that offer, because I already, someone else, put in a bigger offer, and lie to we know already from numerous dinei teretz, nishkatek and nishkaflag, and it never happened, that in economy is a reasonable form of gnevas das. But if you want to know if the guy ended up offering a higher price, he's going to have to pay it, because he that's what he was not, because he was semek das, to consummate the deal on a higher price. But yes, it will be a gnevas das. Sorry? If the dinum of anor will apply, yes, but here we're talking about poyalim. Kavlan Grada has dinam of another Raman Pasim and Mechabat, but by Poyalim, there's no dinam of Anah. To the lav is a Machlekes Rishonim. Or by Kaka, by real estate, the same thing, you'll have a Machlekes Rishonim if you have a Nisa, but it's not going to be dinam of Anah. So you won't have the right to be Mavatal Mekak. If you're a Kavlan here, let's say in this case, if there'll be a Kavlan, and Roy Poyalim get 10 and he hired him for 4, something wild, more than the Shtus, of other you can Mavatal Mekak and try to get more, and a Konami. Kaka has no one, no. You might be even Nisa, it's a Machlekes Rishonim if you still have the law, but there's no recourse in terms of a no. But in terms of Gnevis Das, there was Gnevis Das. If a broker tells you, or a seller tells you, I can't take that price because someone offered higher, and it's not true, that's Gnevis Das. And the Nesibis sort of tries to make a pshara between the Shach and the Ramah. He says, "Ein l'dayin elam mashein of rois." He says you have to really be nochas to see how the negotiations were done. If they were just sweet talking that, you know, this is the going rate, blah 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 blah, but the bottom line is I'm hiring you for 4, so the bottom line was 4, and he accepted the terms of 4. But at the time, you know, at the end, if the bottom line was I'm hiring you 4 because that is the going rate, then he says, well, then it's bottom because it didn't pan out. The going rate wasn't 4. And he tries to make a pshara between the Shach and the Ramah. That's basically the Taz, but one step. The Taz said the case where the Poilim responded is that they're going great. So they made an issue out of it. And then the Nesiva says, even if they didn't make that response, even in the Ramah's case, just I'm hiring a fool and that's the going rate, he could also hear that it would be a Ketitza Batela because they were not, because that was the going rate. But let's say we're talking about negotiations, it could take a few meetings, and we say, well, the going rate for such a manager could be anywhere between $40,000 to $60,000. And Sefer Shodava, let's say the next meeting, or at the end, we talk about what about pension, what about benefits, what about insurance, what about other things, what are the hours, when on vacation, and at the end, okay, so you know what, I'll hire you for 40, I'll hire you for 50. And it came out, and the going rate of a manager was 70 to 100, and he was duped. Then the Nesiva says, you can't tell me that there was Seimuk on that. That was, you know, 10 minutes ago in the conversation. But at the time we made up the price, we weren't talking about that was Shah Pailam Niskarim. So then Avada, the Ktsitsa would be Kayim like the Shach. So he says, Eino Dan Elamai Shein of Rois, you have to see how the Ktsitsa was done. All right, let's continue. Balabais, Shesacha Poyalim. If the Balabais hired Poyalim, Vamar Lahem, Litin Loi Chepitz Beskaroi. If he promised, instead of giving a payment, he promised a specific item. Sometimes you can have with workers, I'll give you a vodka, I'll give you this, I'll give you a chafetz. You can have a child, and you hire a child to do something to mow the lawn, and I'll give you, I don't know, a box of chocolates, sour beers, whatever it is. If you give a promise, a chafetz bischaroi, sorry? Barter. It's a type what we're going to get to, if it's barter or not. We'll see in a second. if you promised a chefetz b'scharay, the halacha is yachalitin loy achakach domav. You do not need to give him the chefetz. You can just give him the value of the chefetz. Hoyo v'lamosha kachefetz loy kono. Since he did not do a meshicha on the chefetz, he did not make a proper kinyan on the chefetz, he doesn't own the chefetz, the Baal HaBayis is not mechuyev to give him this chefetz. He's mechuyev to give only the value of the chefetz. You could hire an employee and you could make let's say a salary plus a schus to have a certain amount of shares in the company. If you want to take it to corporate America. So you might not be mechuyev to give these shares, because if that's considered a chefetz, I might have to give you the value of that chefetz, but I need not give you the actual shares, because you didn't make a proper kinyan on those shares. And what's the svar of this? So the it's really going back to Rishonim. They're trying to bring down a case, it's a Gemara. The lumdus is that in order to make a proper kinyan on a chefetz, you need mashiach, hagbah, whatever the kinyan mechatzah, whatever the chalipin, whatever the kinyan might be. Here, you schiris avada is cut, so when you make a kitzvah on a schiris avada, whatever you promise, it's binding. If I promise a plug and pay him $1,000 to do this job and he does it, the fact that he did the malacha for me, I'm bound, I'm automatically chayiv to pay him. Tumura says malacha, I'm automatically chayiv to pay him the dollar value. Pula is considered like ketzah. It's as if the poil paid the Baal HaBayis. Instead of paying it with money, he paid the Baal HaBayis with malacha. But that has value. He gave the Baal HaBayis value, the value of his malacha. Now, value, kesef, is not koinah metaltalin. We have a call that even though kesef is koinah midiraisa, but midirabon and chazal took away the kinyan kesef, and they only left it to a misha para. So therefore, if a poel is going to do a malacha, and you promise him a chefetz for its payment, it's as if the poel gave the Baal HaBayis the value of his malacha, the money of his malacha. He paid the Baal HaBayis for this chefetz, and even if he would do that, he's not koina, because kesef is not koina. The kesef is ma'ira, indeed the kesef is not koina, but you should have a misha para. And he says, in a kanami over here, you would have a misha para, unless he has a chaf, unless we'll be talking about a case, there's a klal that's chisa in the mishalamet elul b'soif. But tzchiris is mechayev mitchil vatzayif. Every time a poel, if you'll have a kablan, he'll build you something, and we're in kedusha, an omen, every mokesh, every bang, if he cleans, every thing that he does for you on your item, every hitting with the hammer, whatever it is, if you got paid a job, $100 for the entire job, so every mokesh, every thing could be worth a dollar. So he says, the Gemara says that sometimes each bit that the poel does is pakas mishava pruta. So he said, if you give like that, then it's not going to be enough. There's nothing there. It's all one big havot. It's not going to be mechayv anything. But in economy, if the last clap that the poel did, the last nail that he banged into the house, is worth a shava pruta, then in economy, that would be a kesef. Till then, it's not going to be b'teris kesef. And he says, because the pruta that you were mechayv to pay him yesterday when he banged in the first nail in the house, today is already a halva. Today I just owe it to him from yesterday. And Havah is also, the way we pass an Havah is not going to make a Misha Bara. You have to have real money. But the last bang that he does, at that time, you chayiv to pay him. That last bang, if that last bang is worth a Shavar Pruta, it's as if the Poel gave a Shavar Pruta to the Baal HaBayis, and therefore the Baal HaBayis, in return, has to give him the Chavetz, but it's Misha Bara. He doesn't own the Chavetz, and he backs out, he has the right to back out, the legal right to back out, but the contractual right to back out, Ravada, will be have a call of Misha Bara. That's what the Ketzayis suggests in the Ramah. It's a bit of chos that Ramah doesn't mention that there's a Misha Bara. The Nasivis in Reish Gimel, Sifkan Zayin, he argues with the Ksais. He says that if Ramah doesn't mention Misha Bara, clearly there's no Misha Bara here either. And he says that the chilik on the term, what the lashon the Baal HaBayis used and the poel used. If the Baal HaBayis would tell the poel, like the case of the Gemara by an Esnan, that if you do this malacha, this chefetz is yours. If he tells the poel, if you do me this malacha, you'll own these shares, then in a chanami, that will be as if he was paid kesef, and there'll be a misha bara. But the lashon Ramah is, not that you'll own it, not that your payment is a kinyan on this item, but rather, I promise I'll give you. If you do this malacha for me, I'll give you that. I'll give you kinyan etin, there's no such kinyan. You can't give me money and I'll give you something. The kinyan is not going to be mechayiv that. So therefore the Nesiva says that in the lashon that the Ramah uses in this case is not even in Misha Bara. He might have again duped the poel, and then maybe you can go into inyanim of Gnevis Tasya perhaps. Perhaps not, because at least he's getting the value of the chayivitz. Sorry? Where's if he would have gotten a chayivitz? Ah, yeah. Yeah, okay, it's a good shiloh. They didn't have the shiloh then. I don't know. What would we do? You'd have to be moisted because to compensate for the tax that he now has to pay. I don't know. First of all, Balabais can be zeicher something from himself to anybody. That doesn't work. And second of all, this is the toivus of Balabais. The Balabais is being able to get away by not paying the chavis. He can give money. Why would the Balabais want to be zeicher to him? He received work and he promised to give a chavis. And now he changed his mind. He doesn't want to give that item anymore. He doesn't want to give him a shares in the company. He doesn't want to be a shutter with him anymore. That's it. He will get away with it. Le'idiki says, the inverted case, he says, that let's say, faket, the poor comes to the Balabais and tells the Balabais, well, I know this halacha, that this kinyan doesn't work, so now give me money, give me the value of the chefetz. Le'idiki says that Avada the Balabais has a right to stick the poor with the chefetz. Let's say the shares of the company might have gone down and he wants to be stuck with the shares. The Balabais has the right to stick the shares because the deal was for this chefetz. It's this chefetz. Now, you didn't do a proper kinyan of chefetz, so I have to give you its domim, its value. But the mice is the pool of which our terms of the agreement was for this chefetz. You can't now change the terms and say, oh, you want money. No, that you can't do because I'm willing to pay with the chefetz, and that's considered proper payment. Not if we make up. Pakush Rabbim is only when there's no ktsitsa. If I make up, I'm hiring a work of a 10, and it comes out that the work is 20. Tough luck, he accepted 10. I mean, maybe he'll know again, but tough luck, he accepted 10. He only gets paid 10.
It's worth zero.
Okay, we're going to get... I threw that in just to wake up the Olam a little bit, but we're going to get... We have to be magged at that a little bit more. But if there's no kinyan and a chayfet, but you were nochus to that, so I'm allowed to pay you, even if there's no kinyan. The terms are, the payment plan was to give you this chayfet, and that's enough. That's what the ksay says. Now, what would be if it fluctuates? What's going to happen? At what time? Now, he's going to give him only the value of the chayfet. What is considered the value of the chayfet? At the time the tzitz, at the time they went to contract, at the time the actual pula was done, later on, maybe when he was tevea the malach, when he was tevea payment, when do we go by? So the Nesiba says that we're always going to go by at the time of the gemar hapula, the time that the pula was mechayev, the payment, at that time, that's when we have to reckon how much the value was. He gives a case even stronger. What would be if I promise you that I'm going to give you next year's crops? I'm going to give you Peris Dekel. Now, you can do even a davar shelo b'leilam. You're allowed to make a kitzvah even on a davar shelo b'leilam, even though there's no kinyan. But the terms were the payment is going to be this davar shelo b'leilam. So what happens if I promise upon, I'm going to give him next year's crops, that's going to be his payment. So the ksay says that you're going to have to give the value of next year's crops next year. That means when the crops actually materialize. And the Siva's argument, he says, not true. We have to always go bust of the Gemara Pula. At the time of the Pula, right now, it's always a risky. The crops might freeze. Who knows what's going to happen next year? There's always some risk involved. Even if the crops next year is worth, let's say, $100,000, right now, a guy might be willing to cut a deal and just get a payout for $80,000 and not take the risk for next year. So Nesiba says, all you have to give him is $80,000, because today, at the time of the pula, the value that I promised for next year's crop, that's worth today only $80,000. The fact that you have a schus for next year's crop, that's all it's worth. So I have to only give you $80,000. As I said to Nesiba, the Maril Diskin doesn't like the Nesivis. He wants to take it even a step early. He says they should go past the time of the contract. Now, he wasn't talking about Peris Dekel, but let's say time in terms of a chavis going up and down, Yukra Vezula, he tines that you should go past the Ksitsa. The Ksitsa was, I'm going to pay you this chavis. Well, at the time of the Ksitsa, instead of giving you a dollar amount, we pegged it to a chavis. We'll find out how much a chavis was at the time of the contract, and that's how much you were really hired for. The fact that it goes up and down, what happens later on, is irrelevant. The ketzitza was done at the time of the chiris, at the time of the initial upmach. Could be in svara. I hear very stark in svara what Peris Dekel might be different. In terms of Yukav Azula, something which is unexpected, and Echanami, you know, Mario Diskin saying as far that you should go bust at the time of the contract. But if you're going something which has to grow, which has to develop, and I was nervous to that development, it's a little hard to understand that we're going to go bust at the contract at the time we did it. L'chayra, you could say, and that's why L'chayra says even went further and say it goes bust the next year, because the deal was for those payers deco, for those payers that are going to grow. So it's as if we were not, because we set out clearly, when you pay me, you want to give me that chavis next year, those payers fine, or give me the value of the payers next year. Could be payers deco would be different. At least in the regular Yukav Azula type of situation, where the Nesiva says you go bossa Gemara Pula, the Maril Diskin says you go bossa the initial contract. And Ramah Diskin clears the shaila. The Ramah's case is talking about where you only were cut a chefetz. What happens if you did both? What happens if I tell a guy, okay, for this job, it's going to be $100, and I promise him a Johnny Walker. Okay, it's $100, and instead I'll give you this Johnny Walker. And it comes out that, in truth, this bottle of whiskey was really worth less. Let's say the bottle was really worth only $75. It wasn't blue label, it was black label, whatever it is, and I only have to give you $75 for it. Do I say, well, the Ramah says, I'm allowed to give you the value of the chafetz, and since the chafetz's value is only worth $75, I can stick you with $75. Or do we say, no, when can you do that if all I said was $75? All I said was the chafetz, which is value $75. But here where I said $100, and instead, we'll give you the chafetz. It's clear that our intentions were nukas to the $100, just we pegged it to a chafetz. If you want to give me the chafetz, you can get away with the chafetz. But if you don't want to give me the chafetz, you can give me just its value for 75, if we said clearly that we're nukas to $100. And he blibes Shay, he's misupik, tzarkin, what would be a halach in such a case? But at least in the Ramah's case, if you only say the chafetz, you're allowed to give just the value of the chafetz. All right, let's go on. We have two more sifrim to finish up. Sarka Balabais Ba'atmoy Bisela. The Balabais himself. So there's no mess ups, there's no misunderstandings, or new case. Hagen Love is similar cases. Sarka Balabais Ba'atmoy Bisela. If you hide someone for a seller, but Nizdawzula HaMalacha. In the middle of the job, the Malacha goes down. And Balabais shortchanged, he took a risk and he got a bad deal now. He can get another pearl for much cheaper. The Herulam Balabais Panim Zayafim and Balabais showed the Panim that he's upset, he wants to fire them. Upaisu Bidvarim. And they convinced him, they sweet talked him, no, keep us on, don't worry about it. Enu Yokoloimo, the Balabais cannot say at the end of the day, I really wanted to be Khoiza, because it's the work is worth cheaper now. And so I'm saying that you sweet talk me to continue, that I shouldn't fire you. Lunispayasi El Adas, Shitifukusu Miskarchem Kifiazoy. My understanding was, I only allowed you to continue the malachas because you're going to accept the terms of the cheaper wage that's now in the marketplace. Because you see that I was upset. I wanted to fire you. I told you I'm going to fire you. And you convinced me to hold you on, but that's only, my understanding was that I'm going to only have to pay you the lower price. Even though I promised you initially sell it, but the market price went down. That he cannot say. Shame Yemru, because they could tell him, No, we never entertained going down and cutting our rate. We had to deal with you as seller. The contract has to stand. The fact that we sweet talked you to keep us on, even though we realized the times were hard and you can get cheaper piling, we sweet talked you, we're going to do a better job, other things that will make it worth your while, but not that we were ever knockers to cut our salary. And the piling would win out. Hagazak the Ramah, he qualifies this. V'yesh mechalkin, dim ha-balabayis, omer b'feirish. The Balabayis, when he fired them, says, eini noisun lachem elakak. I'm firing him because I don't want to pay a poll more than a chatzi seller, because that's a going rate, and I refuse to pay you more than that. V'hoyoko lakta b'loy terumis, and halakhically, he has the right, which we'll see later on in Shinlam Magimel, he would have the right to back out even without terumis, which is, sorry? And in the middle of the Malacha, which we're going to see in the case, the Shach is going to give you a case, one second. But if there would be such a case that the Balabais would have a right to back out even below Terumis, then Avagav the Chozru Paisu, even though the Poilim went ahead and tried to convince the Balabais to carry them on, in the Nois and Ela Kamoy Shama, there he'll only have to pay the smaller amount, because when he fired them, he told them, I refuse to pay more than a chatzi zela, than a shekel. I don't want to pay a zela. That's it. And if they convinced him to take them, to convince him to take them back, they obviously, even though they didn't talk out new terms, it's clearly it was on those terms of the firing that he's going to pay them less. But if there would be tarumis, one second, if there would be tarumis, then we'll have to say that when you mafais him, the mafais him to get back halakhically what's rightfully theirs, which is the initial price of a seller, and probably the Balabais was also nokus to that, because he knows he's doing something no good. If he would back out and cut their salary, they would have tarumis on him. So if they were nokus, they were mafais him bistam, and he took them back, he was mafais him clearly on the terms of the old deal, which was the entire seller. Now how could you have a case that the Balabais is a lot of fire guy in the middle without the rumis? So there are rare cases, but the Shach mentions one of them, and that is if the Poilim backed out first. But you have this, it's a rare situation. We had such a case in the Dintayr, where the Poilim decided to walk off the job for whatever reason. They decided that's it. A builder, middle contractor, he got it fuming, he's walking off the job. whether he had the right to walk up there, he doesn't have the right to walk up the job. We'll see in Shin Lamed Gimel. That's it. He's finished. He's out of here. Then he changed his mind. You know what? He goes back to Rabbi. You know what? Okay, I'll do your house. I see I was hot-headed. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have walked up. He apologized. Now take me back. Rabbi says, you know, but I see I can get poilim for much cheaper somewhere else. So forget it. I'm not taking you back. And the poilim said, what do you mean? I do such a great job, and I'm already in the middle of the job, and you should hire me because I know how to finish a job. I have this whole plan with my architect. And he sweet talks the guy, and he takes him back. Now, the poilim say, well, I obviously I went back because you promised that the house was going to be $250,000. And Rabbi said, one minute. When I told you, I had a right to not take you back because you walked off the job. And when you came back to me, I told you I could really get the house finished by someone else for less than that. I can get someone for $230,000. And you sweet talk, you know the deal, and then everything I should take you. So I took you, but I'm not willing to pay more than $230,000 because that is the going rate. I have the right not to take you back. There's no two rumors because you walked out or first. And when I fired, when I told you, I mentioned to you that I'm not willing to pay more than this new going rate or this cheaper rate that I could find. So therefore, even though when you came back, we didn't finalize a new price, but it was the understanding, and my understanding was that clearly I'm not going to pay you more than the going rate now, which is less, which is $230,000. Had the poilim not walked off the katchila, then in the kalami would be stuck to pay him $250,000, because then it would have been tarumis, and if he took them back stam, then in the kalami he has to pay him the full $250,000. Unless he makes up clearly, he might have tarumis, but unless he reads so clearly he's not paying the $250,000, next time he was knocked to the old price. But if he had a right to back out without the roommates, if he came back, he's coming back at a lower price.
Why is he being fined for not to keep the $250,000?
Why is the problem fine? He wants a job.
$230,000.
No, it doesn't. He wants a job.
No,
maybe the problem is upset at the poll. He walked off his job. That's it. No, please take me back. You know, I can get other plan for $230,000. Please take me back. I know the job, but papa, he'll only have to get around. He'll only have to pay him $230,000. Obviously, in the Dinah Mashayna wrote what the Lashon was said. But if this is the Lashon that was said, then he would get away with the cheaper price. V'chein, zokta mechaben, in verikethem, hukra ha-malacha, and faket, heim, v'heim, the poilem, heru loiponim zoyafis, and they were complaining to him, I'm slapped in this job, I can get so much more higher price somewhere else, the going rate went up. Upis and Midvram and Ababais convinced them to stay on. They can't say, well, I know we agreed to stay on, but the understanding was, of course, you're going to pay us a higher price. Kushu Yoshev, he can respond to them, Loi Piyasi, that I convinced you to stay on, who's El Aldas, Loisav Lachem, Achilu, Shasiva, Chenasisi. I did better terms, I gave you some benefits. I gave you lunch hour on time instead of having every day at a different time. I said, I'll make sure to get you every day of a proper fixed lunch out, or whatever it would be, to give you more food, whatever a masla, and a lav dafka, they point out that Korean boy, lav dafka, these are maslas. Any masla that he can give, why is mafais him, why to make the job better for the poilim, or vice versa, why the poilim can make the job better for the balabais, that would be fine. It doesn't have to be achil v'shasi either. But any masla is good enough, because if you come back stam, and you're coming back on the old term, and that was the old terms, whatever the price was, even though the malacha, the price fluctuated in between. Yes, if he doesn't have, it sounds like the Machaba, V'chein Asinu.
They don't offer anything, they just say,
tough luck.
So then another job or whatever, but not offering anything extra. Then
offering now, offering by when they were sweet talking.
When
he refused, that's it, I'm out of here, right? I don't want.
Well, on the first case also, if they don't offer something, if they just say, oh, come on, is that right?
No, they don't have to do it when it's the come on. During the piece, it doesn't say what they're convincing him. Don't worry, it'll be good for you, it'll be worthwhile. They don't have to say what it is. Lacha mice, at the end of the day, when they want to get paid, and they have the six or how much they're supposed to be paid, as long as the one side could say, the reason why we really were not because the old agreement was because I'm going to make it better for you in Achil
Lechasiyah. They just said we thought that, you know, the fact that we were biased, you was good enough. That's not enough.
They have to have done something to make it better. They promised they're going to make it worthwhile for him. They can make it better for him. So if that was the case, they'll have to give him something better. And that's what the Mekabah says. V'chein Asino, we Taka did it. If you didn't do it, you're going to have a problem, Taka. Sorry?
What about the inverse of the Ramah?
When the Brother Ramah gets, again, it will be any chanami, l'chay, it should be the same halakha, but let's get complicated. I'd rather skip it to Shin Lamed Gimel, hold off, because when a poll backs out, there might not be to rumors, whatever, you have to see the case.
Even though the price went up or down, I mean, whatever it is, the since you didn't make more, but you have to go find a job, it'll take a couple of days until you find it, and then you're losing money, and you know, hey, you have a job, and you know me, and you know we know each other, I get along.
Okay, so that could be that you see from the peers, it's as if they spelled out that they're going back to the old price. Because the Lensic Mishnah uses for you to go out and search for a better job, because until you're going to get it, you're going to lose employment until then. So then I hear that it's clear, if I'm, besides the peers, if we say Lahedja, we're going back to the old terms, Havadi, go back to the old terms without any Amas lawyers, without any Tarumas, without these Alokas. It's only when I just sweet talk you to take me back because it's going to be worthwhile for you, don't worry, ba pa pa, and I don't say numbers, so then we have to know, did I go back to the old price or I'm going back to the current price? But if I say in your case that he explained to them why they should keep the old price because it's not going to be worthwhile for them to try to look for another job because they're going to lose employment, that could be, depending on what said, again, that it was nachas to the old price.
When he replies him when the Mechaber gives the case, did he mention Achille, or just replies him?
But now he's saying, when I said it was going to be worthwhile for you, it's going to be good for you.
I'm advising him, and I had a mind not to give him anything. He should just be happy because it shouldn't be happy.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, that's what you mean. I don't know about that. Because you're banking on the fact, right, you're banking on the fact that till he gets another job, yeah, that doesn't sound like it's going to really win. Because it sounds like you're going to make it work for him, so you have to do something extra.
He works for me, I'm a good employer, whatever it is.
So you would have to prove that you're a better employee. He wanted to walk off even though you were a good employee till then, right? So you have to improve, do something better while you're hanging him on, holding him on.
Who gives them the right to walk off? He's trying to convince them that they should keep with the original contract, and that's what he's saying to them.
So if he says you should stay with the original contract,
if he says that, they're going to walk off still.
Oh, so
he's being Matthias then, but really he wants
so he might be stringing them along. So when he said no, it's going to be worthwhile for you, it's going to be good for you, so you have to make it better, because they were prepared to walk off on the old terms.
What is it
that
they're making an
aver
there?
Well, because of the Tarumis issue. Okay, we're going to get to the Tarumis issue. But Bai says that's not enough. When I say that's worthwhile for you, it's, you know, not Ben Adon Lamakam, then I should say that you're going to have an aver and you're doing something not right. But if I say it's going to make it worthwhile for you...
He wants them to compete this contract. He doesn't want them to walk off.
So, but if he tells them he's going to make it worthwhile for them, he has to come through. He has to do something extra for them, which is L'Tzeivosam. It doesn't have to be the new going rate. That's the chiddush, and that's faket. The Baal Bais wins out, but he has to do something. Chach chiddush shasiyah, something that's what he intended when he said it's going to make it worthwhile for them. All right, let's cover in one more sif. Imam malacha shavehei. What happens if the malacha is shavehei? The chatchila the malacha is shavehei. The sachrim bedalet, and he paid them below market rate. He hired them for 4, even though the going rate was 5. And what happened in the middle of the terms of the deal, or after the contract, before they did the malacha, v'huzla, the going rate all over went down v'amda al dalit. So now the Baal Bais tells the poelim, look at chile when the going rate was 5, I was only paying you 4. So you're willing to take a discount, whatever the reason is, because you know me, because you're desperate, it's difficult for you to get a job. Now that the price everywhere went down to 4, I only want to pay you 3. Because my kavana was, I'm paying you 1 less than the going rate. The halacha is not like that. No, it's lem dalit. He still has to give them dalit. And the inverted case as well. Let's say he hired poilim, the going rate was 5, and he hired them for 6. Then, now all poilim deserve to get 6. Einom, the poilim cannot go to the balabayis. Since initially when we hired ourselves out, we weren't going to go for the going rate. We feel that we're best in a mention. We don't go for going rate. We're willing to take 6. Because that was 1 more than the going rate. Now that it came out that the malacha appreciated and it's really worth 6, I want 7. Because I always want 1 more than the going rate. That you have no right to do. All the Baal Bais has to pay the 6, the initial terms. Whatever was made up, that's what you have to go. And the Gemara says, Svaris, why? Because let's say in the first case, where the malacha was worth 5, and he hired them for 4. The Pilon say, look, I wasn't going to make an issue of that $1. I was willing to take 4, even though it was $1 less than the going rate, because I knew that you weren't bekant in the market. But now that you know that the going rate is really 4, now that it went down, but you know it's going 4, I'm not willing to be less than 4. 4 was my bottom. I was willing to take 4. I'm desperate. Whatever my cheshbon is off, at 4, I'm willing to do the deal. For 3, I'm not willing to go down if the going rate is 4. I was never knocked to the terms 1 less, or vice versa. The Baal Bais was never knocked to the terms 1 more. If they made up a contract, we're going to always get a dollar more than the going rate, and a hanami, or a dollar less than the going rate. But that weren't the terms. The terms were a number. The terms are five, the terms are four, whatever it is. And therefore, the smikas, that's one of the terms, that it fluctuates later, up or down, that's irrelevant. And the poilim and the balabais, depending on the case, have to stick to the terms that they made up. All right, any questions?
Here it doesn't say, it's really the same aloha as seen before, except before it said fire somebody's body. Over here it doesn't say you have to fire them.
Because before the aloha was that he was hired at the going rate, and they're walking out because it went up and down, and it made the whole grandstanding. Here, the body is that. So that's the chiddush. A chiddush. Even the lekachili, you started off with a little high, so you think that you could still maintain that deal of a little higher. Kamashmal, no, that if I heard five or whatever it is, that's what I pay. I pay five. I don't pay a little higher or a little lower than the going rate. The terms are five, and that's all I'm locked into. Nothing more, nothing less. Before it wasn't that. That you don't see that chiddush in Sefei. Sefei was that those grandstanding guys are walking off the job, coming back, peers, negotiations. You want to know what the negotiations were done? It was done. The steam is advan was done on the old deal for Malcolm that it was Tarumis. That's Sefei. Sefav is a different chiddush. What's the Havim Minah? Because if you sue that you all along you will. All right, if you all just not a chiddush, I hear it.
Are right. Cases where they demand more money in the middle of the...
Are they allowed to? We're going to see in Shin Lam again. I'm going to teach them in Shin Lam again. I'm dollar and hey, whatever. Talks about playing them backing out.
If, like you said before, that someone says that have someone else that will do it for less, or by a slave or by a makeup, and you want to make up with him, I'll give you a match the price, but only if it's true that that happened.
Well, if you make it tonight... If I'm only willing to buy the house for $275 because you really had an offer for someone else for $270, and you make that as a tanai, a real tanai, and a chanami, we're not talking about that.
So then
that's it, the batak tzitza. We're only talking about a case where you're talking back on Sifa Dollar before. It was only just sweet talking, part of negotiations, part of convincing, whatever it is, convincing you to get you to buy it. The diamond deal, it's worth much more. We'd never sell it for that, whatever it is. And you're just sweet talking the guy in, so you don't see that the guy was pegged it as a tonight cover, that the terms are only done because someone else gave you that offer. He just, we're just sweet talking the guy in, but whatever the dollar amount was, that's really what the smicha tas was. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.